No matter what may ever replace the collapsed and hopelessly damaged structures along West and Church Streets on the tip of Manhattan, the view of New York City has changed forever. And maybe along with it, the view of the American city. Skyscrapers may come under intense scrutiny as this nation moves past Tuesday's attacks, and urban planners may relegate the soaring silver towers that have so often defined the profile of U.S. cities to a less terror-stricken past. Author and architect David McCauley joins us. Mr. McCauley, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And are people going to start rethinking the whole idea of concentrating thousands of people in tall, splendid structures?
I would hope so, for all kinds of reasons. Mm-hmm. I think that it may sound a little cold to say it, but something good, something positive, has to come from this tragedy, and I think one of those things might just be the way we look at urban architecture. That site is now, in a sense, sacred. It's a battleground. It may be the first battleground of this confrontation, however the confrontation plays out. Mm-hmm. What do you do on a battleground in an area so densely packed as that one, specifically in New York? And then how do you look at the rest of the cities in this country and future building projects, and what happens to this competition that sort of has been going on now since the beginning of skyscrapers?
Yeah.
To build the biggest.
Yeah, yeah. New York, Chicago, Sri Lanka, they all go back and forth with
exactly.
That but, Mr. McCauley, I wonder, at the same time, there are a lot of urban planners that say that the most insidious effort we have to resist in our cities is suburban sprawl. And, of course, the skyscraper has the advantage of focusing a lot of people in a relatively small area. If the buildings get shorter in a downtown business area, increasingly a downtown business and residential area, the spread has to be greater. That's more highways, that's more cars. That's all the kind of stuff a lot of urban planners say we want to avoid.
I think that urban sprawl and skyscrapers are both equally unimaginative solutions mm-hmm. to housing populations and commerce and so on and so forth. I think that, there's something in between. It's not just a flat plane or a high vertical line. It's more intelligent architecture. It's more intelligent problems that need to be defined before the architects and engineers begin to figure out how to build them. I think we just need to define what we want more carefully. The skyscrapers, to me, are—they're file cabinets. They're flat files. That you're just taking urban sprawl, cutting it into chunks, and stacking those pieces on top of themselves until you maximize the cost of a site and take full advantage of the technological resources available to us to hold these things together.
You know of no beautiful skyscrapers?
I'm not really a fan of skyscrapers. I don't have much affection for them. I admire them from a distance, like Dorothy admired Oz from the edge of the poppy field. It's a spectacular thing to see that skyline and the way the sun hits it and so on.
Yeah.
But when I get into a city, when I get into streets like Sixth Avenue and the sort of the maze of little streets down around Wall Street, I feel smaller than ever, and I hold skyscrapers responsible for that.
Mr. McCauley, I thank you very, very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
David McCauley, who is an architect and author, he joined us on the line from his studio in Rhode Island.